Hi, this is Colby Stong, editor of the Clinical Advisor. I am visiting with Dr. Margaret Tu, who is an assistant professor and program director of graduate nursing at South University in Richmond, Virginia. She is the author of our April Online First Feature article, which is on the topic of anal fissures. Dr. Tu, first of all, thank you for visiting with us today.
Thank you. I'm so happy I could be able to join you.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about this issue, how common they are, what causes them, and who is most likely to develop them?
Well, they're actually more common than people think. Men and women are susceptible to them equally. They're a little bit more common in women in the postpartum period and in elderly adults, but they can be in children. They can be acute or chronic. There's really no one set type of patient that develops these. They're kind of, it could be anyone.
And how are anal fissures different from hemorrhoids?
Well, anal fissures are a result from trauma, to the lining of the anus. They're actually a small slit or tear in the mucosal lining of the anus. A hemorrhoid is a protrusion of bowel or tissue, scar tissue, and that can be internal or external. Fissures are more like a tear.
And what are the best treatment methods, and what can people do to prevent from developing them?
Well, treatment methods, our goal is to relieve pain, constipation, and spasms, because people are afraid to have bowel movements because of pain. That, in turn, promotes constipation. So that's really what we want to strive for, with pain alleviation and getting people well. But to prevent them, people just need to have a diet really high in fiber, fruits, roughage, drink a lot of water so that you have well-formed stools so that, the risk of fissures decreases.
And is there anything else you would like to add on this topic?
They're out there. They're uncomfortable to talk about. They are very painful, but if you do feel that you have one, please get to your healthcare provider as soon as you can.
Dr. Tu, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.